Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center, 1 o'clock Eastern on the Hurricane Center's clock. Also, that means noon Central Time. Let's look at the latest information on Hurricane Delta. Wind still 105 miles an hour, movement northwest at 15 miles an hour. We got the aircraft still in there getting us the latest information. And even on the last couple satellite images, seeing the resemblance of an eye. So this really, look at the structure. You look at the 35 miles across, you start seeing this eye, starting to see a structure that indicates maybe some strengthening going on here. And that's what we were forecasting, as you start seeing this not only strengthen in wind speed, but also strengthen with this as respects to the actual size itself. Now, starting to see some showers, starting to see some of that actually reach close to the Louisiana and Texas coast. And you start seeing that spread inland. I mean, just looking at the radar here, you can start seeing areas around Beaumont, Lake Charles, Lafayette, you've had some of these, but well inland, Minden, Monroe, starting to see some of these tropical showers. So as we indicated, still strengthening, a strengthening storm. We'll look at it strengthening more today and into tonight, as it makes that turn towards the north and eventually back towards the north, northeast as it approaches the coastline. Now, the size of the storm, we've been talking about this increasing in size. This is the tropical storm force winds right there, extending about 120, 125 miles out from that center. So you're going to see that as it approaches the coastline. That means even well outside that cone, you're going to start seeing some of those tropical storm force winds and some of the impacts associated with storm surge as well. The larger the storm, the more you can see that storm surge. The arrival of the winds. Today's the day to really wrap up those plans, have those plans that the local officials tell you to leave. It's very important to do so because things are going to go, well, downhill starting tomorrow. You're going to start seeing on Friday morning, tomorrow morning, those tropical storm force winds start approaching the coastline. You'll start seeing some of those rain bands. And also, because it's a large storm, you'll start seeing some of that storm surge get in there early. If you wait too long, that water could get over your evacuation route road, and that could be very dangerous as you can't get out. So things got to be wrapped up today. The probability of getting those winds extend over a large area from portions of the upper Texas coast, East Texas, all the way to Southeast Louisiana. So the other impacts that we have, we start really looking at the rainfall. Rainfall and storm surge, the water. The water historically is the leading cause of fatalities in these tropical systems. 6 to 10 inches of rain in some of these areas. You're talking about Southwest Louisiana, central portions of Louisiana, Alexandria, even up to Monroe, could get some of these big rainfall totals. But a large area throughout Louisiana into Mississippi, the Mississippi Delta, even to portions of Southeast Arkansas, could see these big rainfall totals. Let's talk about the storm surge. Storm surge, historically, the leading cause of fatalities in these tropical systems. A lot of storm surge, big storm that causes this big storm surge. So Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge over to Port Fourchon in Louisiana, some of these areas, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge. That's water up your pant leg, that's inundation. Even areas close to where landfall could be, Holly Beach over to Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 4 to 7 foot. So dangerous storm surge, listen to those local officials. That could be a dangerous situation with that water, especially that inundation well inland. So this has been the latest update on Hurricane Delta from the National Hurricane Center.